converting your blog into a brand and your content into a community. Yeah, everybody, this is Ian from MindfulMarketplace.com, and I want to share a really simple strategy for those of you who are trying to monetize your blogs or build a brand or really create a publishing platform around either your own content or community content or some combination thereof. So one of the really, you know, quintessential content publishing strategies or CMS, software services that we've used over the last decade or so has been WordPress. I would actually say that 90% of the projects, maybe 85% of the projects that we've published as a business over the last decade have been done on WordPress. The truth is, though, as we are in 2020, and many people have really realized that WordPress is not really designed for memberships or even monetization in a real native or ingrained way. So there are lots of challenges that many of us have experienced trying to monetize a content or community that's built on WordPress. Now, I love WordPress. It's a great blog building CMS. But again, you know, we've ourselves needed to go outside of our WordPress blog or our WordPress community to actually monetize our platform. So you'll see us doing things like, you know, we have a Podia.com, which is an e-commerce digital storefront, LMS, learning management system, that we use for courses and our affiliate program and, you know, selling digital downloads and our newsletter, etc. We use Pathwrite for more education-based community content, more sort of enterprise-level, you know, courses that are more structured. We use other, you know, analogs like Shopify, and now we're using Elliott for marketplace-style functionality, simply because all of those things are very difficult to do on WordPress. Well, Ghost, which is kind of an obscure publishing platform, but it, you know, it has its cult-ish following for a good reason, has really ascended in the last, I would say, 8 or 9 months as a not only a viable alternative to WordPress for monetizing your blog, but actually a much superior alternative to WordPress for monetizing your blog. And here is why. Now, you know, there are some technical specs that I can't really cover here. I can't really comment on intelligently anyway, to be honest, because that's not my expertise, but it's hard to do in an audio format. I have recorded some videos that you can watch and see the visual walkthrough of this process, but Ghost allows you to literally set up memberships and subscriptions so you can create gated or content restriction on your content on your blog that requires your audience either subscribe for free or subscribe for a premium package. And you can have many different tiers, or I shouldn't say many, you can have three tiers: free content, premium content, or subscriber content. And premium, people have to pay. Subscriber content, they have to sign up. And free content, pretty much you're opening up to the world, right? And essentially, you can do all this on Ghost for free. They take no transactions on a, you know, on a transactional basis, right? So they don't take a fee on transactions, so you're not paying anything. It is Stripe enabled. Stripe is a fantastic way of getting paid directly into your bank account on a, you know, per transaction or instantaneous basis, right? So Ghost doesn't provide any sort of holding cell for your money like some online LMSs do, like something like Gumroad, which I also like and recommend for certain scenarios. Gumroad has similar style functionality, but they actually charge a fee of 3.5% to 5%, depending on whether you're a free member or a paying member. And they also have additional fees that they charge, something like Gumroad. So, you know, with Ghost, it's all free. And you're getting all this functionality built into its native ecosystem. And again, while I can't really comment intelligently about the code that is required to do all this, you know, I, being a non-coder, have really demonstrated to my own audience, and I have, if you look at my own blog, which is ianhollander.com, this is totally separate from our Mindful Marketplace .com communities, but you'll see I have a Ghost members platform built on there for demonstration purposes. So I'm actually using my own personal blog as a example for folks who want our help building this sort of members subscription / newsletter all in one publishing platform using the Ghost framework. So check that out and you'll see what that looks like visually. And it took me the better part of, you know, 17 minutes to set up. It is simply a function of uploading the theme, you know, because you want a members / subscription, you know, empowered theme or enabled theme. So the styling matches the right pages for newsletter opt-ins, you know, for members, you know, areas, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's that step. The next step is simply you have to enable Stripe in the labs, in the Ghost Labs back end of your administration. You input your Stripe keys that are, there are two keys that are required. And then you have to upload a simple file from that. You have to replace one, you know, piece of code in, and then you upload the theme with that piece of code updated, and you can accept and sell members and subscriptions at, you know, really in the same moment. So if you have a, you know, a shitload of content already written or published elsewhere, you can actually, even on WordPress, you can import all that content into your site and immediately just switch on the gated functions and features. So you're going to restrict content on a per post basis if you want, or a global basis. And essentially, right away, you can be making money today on content that you may have created years ago that's live on the internet, that's getting a lot of views or getting, you know, reads or read, or, you know, that you know, people are liking and enjoying, but you feel is worth selling, right? You feel is worth, has value to it, and you'd like to see if you can, if you can monetize, right? And the easiest way to test that is to have some free content, have some subscriber-only content, and for the stuff that you really think has the most value to your audience, you simply just toggle on that, you know, payment-only or premium-only accessibility on that content, and you will see your conversions, or you'll see if your conversions match your expectations. In other words, if people are finding your free and subscriber-only content really valuable, then obviously a certain percentage of those folks are going to pay for the stuff that you're telling them is even more valuable. Now, the other really beautiful thing about Ghost is you can send out your newsletter to people using the same sort of, you know, tiers or functionality. You can have some of it go out to just your premium members, some go out to everybody, some go out to just your subscribers. And essentially, you can be sending out a newsletter from your own brand, your own platform. You're not using some external LMS or some external you know, platform to publish this. And it's all going out under your name or your brand to your members, to your subscribers, to your community in literally a matter of a couple hours. And I encourage you to either check out my blog, again, that's ianhollander.com, to see what that looks like visually. We have a premium theme installed there with all the members and subscriptions functionalities enabled. Or two, go check out Ghost. Just go look at Ghost and see if that looks like, they have a lot of information about all this functionality, and you can see if it feels like a good fit for you. And lastly, if you're interested in having this done for you, we are building these style members subscription sites for our clients now. I'm recording this in June of 2020. So feel free to get in touch. hi@mindfulmarketplace.com. Put ghost in the subject line, and I'm happy to share some extra details and some things that we're doing that are really quite successful for those who are participating in this platform publishing program. Okie doke, so I hope that helps. Ghost is awesome. I say that completely, being a fan of WordPress as well. And if you're looking to publish a profitable platform or turn your own personal blog into a business in 2020 and beyond, I really think that the Ghost platform is the most exciting, innovative approach to making that happen. Thanks so much again. This is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com, and have a wonderful day. The perfect way to sell your first online information product. Yeah, hey everybody, this is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com. Welcome back to our brand new series called Serve and Scale, where we ask, what can you borrow to build? What can you leverage to launch? What tools, tech, software, services, products, platforms, programs can you ethically use to 10x your audience, your output, your impact, and your income? So in this short workflow, I'm going to cover how to sell your very first product using the Gumroad.com platform. Now, the reason I'm recommending Gumroad for this is quite simple. It's free, and it's actually the quintessential, it offers us the quintessential workflow for the marketing map below. So Gumroad is not necessarily the platform that I'd recommend for more advanced information marketers or authors or people who are selling lots and lots of digital downloads or products online. And the reason is they charge a fee, right? So there's a fee for, they charge 3.5% if you're on a paid tier and 5% if you're on a free tier. And the reason that's a salient concern is something like Podia, which we use for Mindful Marketplace, charges nothing, right? And other LMS or digital e-commerce software also generally charges nothing. So they charge a fee per month for the service or the software, but not per transaction. So with that out of the way, this particular workflow that I'm going to recommend, you can do on Gumroad for free, and they are uniquely set up to accommodate this approach in a really smooth and silky way. So all you're going to do is identify content that you've already created. It could be a blog post, it could be a PDF, it could be an event, a webinar, a worksheet, anything that you, or a slide presentation, anything that you already have, right? And it's actually ideal for like blog content. Like this sort of strategy is really good for blog content that you've created. It could be 10 years ago, it could be last month, but that you're not monetizing already. So you're going to actually use the steps I'm about to outline, and you're going to start to either monetize this content now as an information product, or at absolute minimum, you're going to start list building and lead generating using that content. So step one is you're going to go and create a product on Gumroad. If you have a Gumroad account already, great. If not, just sign up for one. Again, it's free. Step two is you are going to create a new product, but instead of having this product be fulfilled or having the content delivered on the Gumroad platform, instead, in the product creation field, right, which is the, you know, it's an obvious step. I've done videos on this. You can certainly see that in the YouTube videos I've done on Gumroad. You're going to, rather than upload files that are delivered to your customer, you are going to redirect your purchaser or your customer, your clients, to the URL that, you know, you have this content that you've already created live. So it could be your blog. Again, it could be a PDF you have somewhere. It could be a blog post that you turn into a PDF. As I'm recording this, by the way, I'm watching as my girlfriend's dog is eating all of the tissues out of the trash can and is looking quite forlorn as I just took them away. So anyway, so all you're going to do here is have this URL redirect to this outside content that you've already created. So you create a nice image using something like Canva is great for this. And you put it on your, Gumroad has great looking landing pages. You put the image in the hero image field. You set the URL to redirect and boom, you now have a product that you can sell that when people buy, they're going to actually get exactly what you promise by dint of this external URL. So if you have blog content that's, you know, like a 5,000 word blog post that's really valuable that you wrote last month or last year that you're giving away for free on your blog, well, you can still give it away for free if you want, but this time to get access to it, people are going to have to actually sign up on Gumroad and they'll be redirected to that URL on a post-purchase. If you want to charge $5 for that, you can do the same thing, right? Charge $5 and then redirect them to that external URL after they've purchased the product. If you want to compile that blog post into a PDF, you can use a service like Beacon, which does that really well. You can just enter the URL of your blog and it will generate a really nice looking PDF. That's another great way of actually giving away content on Gumroad this time that is actually generated from this external URL. So there are just a myriad of ways of doing this. I recommend if you have lots of content like I do that live in, you know, many, many, many different places and spaces around the web and you just can't monetize that content anymore, right? Because, you know, sometimes it's not even your control. Like there's content that I've posted in places a couple years ago that's really valuable, but that maybe, you know, they just don't allow e-commerce functionality and the whole, you know, and charging for that content is impossible without having to grab the content and turn it into a nice looking something or other or downloading it, you know, all that stuff I don't want to deal with. So rather what I would do is use Gumroad and then redirect people after they've purchased or even gotten it for free to that, you know, previous URL I just mentioned on any platform where you're not constrained or limited by the same sort of challenges I just said, which is you don't control the content. Let's say it's on Scribd or, you know, that's probably a bad example. A site like that where you don't necessarily have control, or Medium, for an example. You've written a really, really long piece on Medium that, you know, you can't charge for, you don't want to charge for, or it's a pain in the ass to use their, you know, premium, content sharing, revenue sharing model, right? But instead, you want to give that content away, but capture a name before they've read that post, right? You can also, once you have that name, when I say that name, the email address of your customer, you can then follow up by improving on that piece of content by maybe giving some sort of supplemental PDF or supplemental article or a follow-up piece you did elsewhere, right? All by email. And now you are building relationships and rapport and doing, you know, in quotes, lead nurturing with folks on content that you have already created that lives in a different place or space other than Gumroad, right? So it's all really easy. It's imaginative. And Gumroad makes this process really smooth and really simple. Other platforms that we use, like Podia, and similar storefront style, e-commerce tools, don't make that nearly as easy as Gumroad does. And of course, Gumroad has all this email automation built into the platform. So you're actually getting the ability or inheriting the ability to communicate with your clients who've purchased this product. Again, it can be a free product, it could be a giveaway. You know, and you can upsell products, services, content, courses, coaching, you know, whatever it is that you are ultimately trying to build in the world. All right, so I hope that helps. Under 10 minutes, really simple to do. And if you have any questions, as always, feel free to shoot me an email, hi@mindfulmarketplace.com. Visit us on Facebook, The Mindful Market, facebook.com, The Mindful Market, or just say hi on YouTube or anywhere else that you come across my content or community. Thanks so much and have a wonderful evening. The Art of Irresistible Offers and Rockstar Results. Yeah, hey everybody, this is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com, and welcome back to our brand new series where we are helping enlightened entrepreneurs create communities, write books, build brands, and do work that changes the world. And I'm going to give you a really simple example of something that I call a transformation turnstile and how you can use this in your business right now to really get super clear on what it is that you do and to, you know, like attract the ideal audience for you in a very specific, very strategic way that will simplify your business, I think, in some really easy to demonstrate ways. So I'm going to give you, this is all an extemporaneous example. I'm just going to read to you some short notes and then what exactly we are doing right now in June of 2020 to apply this strategy ourselves. I'm also going to give you some really simple, easy to understand examples of how this looks right now in the world. And then I would encourage you, if you're interested in joining us, to sign up at the link below for a new community that we have, or a new cohort within our community where we're going to be doing this together in some really cool and creative ways. All right, so essentially the transformation turnstile, as I define it, is a sacred space that's gated, right? So it doesn't need a high barrier of entry to cross, but it needs your approval to come in, right? So this is where you are curating your client or community base by dint of selectivity, right? You're not just letting everybody in. You want to have the appearance of exclusivity, but you also want it to be authentic, right? You want only the right people to enter this environment, right? So you want to control who comes in. And what I like to do in this in this example is I like to clone my ideal client. Or if I don't have a client, or those of you who maybe don't have any clients yet, maybe create your quintessential client, right? So somebody that would be the perfect person for you to work with, right? And the perfect person for you to offer a transformation, something that you can legitimately give people, again, by virtue of having them immerse themselves in your expertise, right? So if you have someone that you've worked with in the past, maybe in a corporate environment, or even someone that you've coached for free, just clone them, right? Clone them in your mind and write out a persona, or just describe that person for yourself so you know exactly who it is that you want to come into this sacred space, right? This business environment where you're offering this transformation. Okay, so what's really super important is they must walk out differently than how they came in, right? So this is the turnstile piece, right? They have to be transformed by what it is that you're offering. If you are not offering a transformation, then you need to keep you know, working on what it is that you're offering, this rock star result, until that is empirically true. And I'm going to give you an example of this in a minute as I'm reading from my notes. All right. So, you know, I also like to have a clear before and after moment as this lands in a life, right? So people have bucket lists, right? People, you know, who are in your ideal audience know exactly what it is that they want to achieve. And, you know, whether it's something that is health related or entrepreneurially related or mental health related or personal growth related, like, you know, there has to be a clear and before and after moment that you can identify, that's, or really that your client or community can identify, that says, this is how my life was before I started working with Ian, or before I entered into this, you know, weekend retreat with Joe or Jane or Jean, right? And this is how my life looks now, right? So you want them to be able to go into a future point in time and say, this was a really important moment in my life, having come across this particular process or work or strategy or coach or, you know, experience. So some examples of this, because I know this can sometimes sound, you know, kind of ethereal, and it's difficult to nail down. So something like a 10-day meditation retreat is something in our community of mindfulness-based professionals, is something that people can identify as a before and after moment. They were transformed by doing a 10-day silent retreat, right? Their lives were different after they walked out of that experience than how they came in, and often that can set off a cascading second order series of experiences and interests and relationships, etc., that are truly, you know, transformative for the person participating. All right, something like a learning transcendental meditation. Again, this is something that, you know, is sort of unique to our, or not unique, but it's related to the people that I'm speaking to more specifically, maybe, than you are. But, you know, learning transcendental meditation is something that people often look at and, you know, have such a positive experience that they will say, my life was like X before I had a 3-day TM training, and then it was like Y thereafter. Something else that, again, this is a little bit controversial, but I'm going to share it anyway because it's also something that kind of encapsulates this idea quite well, is people who have these psychedelic experiences. So people in our community, many of which I've spoken to, have gone, you know, to these far-flung, you know, Costa Rica or Peru, or even in some basement in Brooklyn, and had these ayahuasca medicine experiences or plant medicine experiences, where they say their lives were completely transformed through, you know, a 12-hour immersive experience with somebody who has some level of expertise in this area, right? So not recommending that, but this is just another example of an experience that has this sort of, you know, transformation, turnstile kind of tone. All right. Now, for me and our business, what we're focusing on, and maybe this will be a more concrete example for you, is writing a book, right? So people who want to write a book, you know, for their entire entrepreneurial lives can, you know, when they've actually finished it, when they've done it, they can clearly mark the point, a before and after point in their lives. They are now a published author, where before they were not. And this is often, you know, this leads to the same sort of second order excitement and enthusiasm and a sense of being reborn. You know, now they are a published author, and their lives often will take a different, at least entrepreneurial, trajectory thereafter. All right. So, you know, that in our case is something that is quite salient for our purposes, right? Writing a book, helping our clients write a book, is about as impactful as we can offer in terms of what our audience has told us is most important to them. They want to write books, right? They want to be, you know, famous celebrity style, you know, brand building, community leading authors. All right, so a key result in this case would be writing a book. Now here, I'm going to give you a really simple heuristic for doing this well in your own business. So you want a key result, a clear limit, a deadline or a due date, and a clear leader, right? So in this case, the key result would be writing a book. The clear limit would be 10 people, let's say, or 50 people, however many people you can invite into this sacred space, right? In a given cohort or in a given class or course community or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. A due date, right? A deadline. You have to have a date that people are going to know their lives are transformed. And a clear leader, which in this case would be me, right? Because this is my business. This is what I am offering, right? So you have to identify who it is that is actually taking the reins and giving people, you know, the specific result. All right. So again, clear and specific result, clear deadline, clear leader, and, you know, the amount of time that is going to be required for you to give people this transformation, right? And essentially, if you really, really focus on this, you're going to find that not only will you cultivate the exact ideal audience that you need to succeed in whatever it is that you're doing, you'll also recognize that everything that kind of derails you from this has some sort of built-in opportunity cost, right? This is where you lose your freedom. If you start dancing and prancing and looking for shiny objects, I've been guilty of this. Certainly all of us have. It's human, right? But it is certainly what derails most people from actually accomplishing their goals. All right. So again, you know, I'll give you another just quick, just articulation of how you might want to think about this. So let's say TM, right, would be an example, transcendental meditation. So the result may be and this might sound a little like hyperbolic. I'm not a TM person, but, you know, a lifetime of peace, right? So that might be the specific and clear result that people are going to get from the training. The time it takes, 4 days, right? The amount of time required to invest in learning this technique. The clear leader would be the teacher, right? I mean, so the person who is actually leading that retreat or experience or online course or whatever that may be. All right. And a clear limit, right? 25 people only. And you do this not to be inauthentic, but to give the appearance of exclusivity, of scarcity, et cetera, simply because you want to be successful and you have to use some psychological marketing style, kind of incentives, or someone else will, and who's not as good as you are, or is not as skilled, or is not as well-meaning, and then you're going to lose clients to people who are shittier human beings than you may be. So I do like to do that, even though I see a lot of that scarcity nonsense out there in the world, which is somewhat, you know, to me, disingenuous. All right. And then essentially you want, if you're writing email outreach letters, right? I know many of you are, like, where you're reaching out to build your business by dint of using email, you would just write the letter. We're looking for 25 healers, yogis, mindful leaders who want to write a book, right? Make them apply, right? That's another little kind of marketing thing, but it does work quite well. Make a limit, and then make a date, right? And then you essentially have the outline, the rough structure of your transformation turnstile, and you have the email or the copywriting content to be able to approach people. You can do that on Facebook. It doesn't have to be an email. You can do that in an email to your list, right? If you have an existing list, or you can just do cold emails of some sort. Certainly, I've done many of those myself, and that can work wonderfully well as well. All right. So you want to make that transformation turnstile a sacred space. It should be a narrow but super specific, you know, kind of slender space that you control, you can unlock, and allow your ideal audience to walk in. The quintessential client, you want those folks to step through and come in and then experience the exact result they need to succeed. There is a PDF with this, with the notes that are associated with this in your course contents below. So if you're part of the community, I encourage you to download these. It'll be helpful as you create this for yourself. And if you're not, just simply join us at the link below and you can access those as well. Okie doke. Again, this is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com, and thank you so much for listening. Forget everything you thought you knew about creating content and selling products online. Yeah, hey everybody, this is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com. And in this video, actually this is an audio that will be on YouTube, I am going to walk you through the exact steps that you can use right now to start to really create a content marketing empire. I kind of think it's not an exaggeration to say that. I try to avoid hyperbole, but I really do believe that this is the exact approach that anyone can use right now to rapidly expand their brand and create content, courses, products, and programs that actually make you money with supersonic speed. All right, now not only am I going to give you these steps, I'm actually going to demonstrate these steps in a brand new course community, or actually a cohort within our community, Mindful Marketplace community, on the 12th of June, where I'm going to show you exactly what we're doing in real time to grow our own suite of products, programs, content, courses, and selling services using this very, very super simple model. The course is going to be $149, but we will not turn anyone away on the basis of price. So you can either pay what you can afford, or if you can afford nothing, you can take the course for free. There will be absolutely nobody turned away on the basis of cost. And that is pretty much our entire ethos and approach going forward for all of our content and courses across our community. All right, so I'm going to really quickly lay out these 15 simple steps. I know I've presented this style of information before, and people have used this and gotten really, really dramatically, or let's say really rapid results in ways they never believed previously possible. And I'm going to walk through these 15 steps in order. There are lots of little nuances to this. There are some subtle additions and ways you can augment this process. I'm going to do my best not to include all of those because I don't want to overwhelm you, and I don't want this to become, you know, esoteric and too many sort of moving parts. I want to keep this as simple as possible, and I'm going to begin right now. Okay, so here are the steps. Now, again, most of this is can be done 100% for free. There are a couple tools in here that I'm going to recommend that are free that you can use to start for free and you can leverage for free, but that do have premium tiers, right? So just ignore the premium tiers because you don't need those to do this for free. All right, so step number one is you want to create a content cornerstone. A content cornerstone is the firm foundation of everything you know. It's like a data dump of all your niche knowledge. So you just kind of dive in and write down everything you know about your niche, about your area of expertise, about the particular passion that you are building out. And you do this in a very, very structured way. I'm going to demonstrate this live on the 12th of June and for our Mindful Marketplace community. So you'll be able to see this, exactly what it looks like from scratch, extemporaneously being created on the fly. But essentially, it's an extended, it's like an outline on steroids, right? So you want to outline the first product that you're going to create, all right? So that's step number one. Take whatever it is that you're doing and then just write every, or that you want to create, want to sell, want to build, and write everything down about that topic on a sheet of paper. All right, step number two, and again, I'm going to demonstrate that so that feels a little unclear, as I'm sure it will, to those who are new to these ideas. You'll see that live on the 12th, and there will be no questions about how to do this for yourself. All right, step number two, go to answerthepublic.com. It's a free keyword tool. They do have paid tiers. You don't need them. You are going to take the key. You're going to take the keyword phrase that, or the topic of your first course that you just outlined, and you are going to plug in a keyword phrase into the tool and let it do its magic. Answer the Public will then generate an avalanche of questions that real people are asking in the world about that topic, right? So you are now going to have a topic and now a series of real questions that people are asking in the world about that topic, right? So if it was, let's say, as an example, would be meditation, because we are a mindfulness oriented community, and a lot of the content we have coming out is in the mindfulness / meditation / contemplation spiritual growth space. All right, so meditation would be, let's say, the content cornerstone topic, right? So that would be the broad keyword that we're targeting, and then let's say mindfulness would be a sub outline within the broader meditation topic, right? So what is mindfulness? Is mindfulness difficult? Is mindfulness religious? Do I need to be Christian to be mindful? What does it feel like to be mindful? I mean, all these are things that people are asking in the world around a keyword like mindfulness, right? So all I would be doing is using Answer the Public to take those exact keywords, those exact questions, excuse me, and answer them in the format that I'm about to outline in the following steps, right? So you're going to take 10 of the questions from the resultant list that Answer the Public gives you for free, right? They give it to you in a CSV file, in an image file, in any format that you can imagine. You can export these questions. And these are real questions that real people are asking in the search engines. All right. The next step is you're going to use anchor.fm, or at least that's what I use, which is a podcasting / recording tool. I don't use Anchor to podcast. It's a iPhone based, it might actually be on different formats. I use it only on my iPhone, but it will allow you, it's like a personal recording studio that allows me to create content like this. I'm doing this right now on Anchor, and it allows me to do this, on the fly in any, any place or space I find myself, and I can do this process super simply with super speed. And it's super elegant and easy as well. And it's free. All right, so you're going to record the answers on Anchor. Again, if you have a different, recording utility that you prefer, that's great. Use that one instead. All right, so I'm going to record every different answer that I just... that we just looked at, right? So what is mindfulness? Is mindfulness difficult? How to practice mindfulness? Is mindfulness a religion? Yeah, you're going to take the questions that you feel most comfortable with in your example, and you're just going to answer them, all right? When you are done, you're going to have this audio of some length, right? So you're going to have, let's say, a 30-minute audio, a 40-minute audio, again, answering 10 questions or 12 questions, whatever the number is that you choose, around a topic that you know in an area that you're building out, right? Or a niche or a area of expertise that you want to create authority or thought leadership in, right? And you are going now to have this audio. Now, what I do next, this is optional, but I do recommend it, is go to a tool like Transcribely, okay, which is also free, but they do have also premium tiers. I pay for that. You don't have to. And get your audio transcribed, right? So you now have an audio and a text-based file, both of which are going to be super helpful to people who want answers to those questions you just answered, right? Transcribely has an automated recording feature, which, in other words, you can upload the audio that you just recorded that I just took from, let's say, Anchor, and I upload it to Transcribely, and it will spit back at you a written transcription of the audio that's pretty much almost 100% accurate. There are some, you do want to check it, because sometimes there are words that, you know, they get wrong because it's a transcription thing. But for the most part, it's like magic, right? So now you have this text and audio, and you have the real makings of a product already. Now, what I do next, and again, some of these things are not entirely necessary, is I will also take the audio and I will drop it, the Anchor audio, and I will drop it into a tool called Headliner, headliner.app. Headliner is also free. I think they give you 10 free videos a month, and it will turn your audio into a video, right? And you can put a nice, you know, cover image on it. You can make it look really good. And this just gives you more formats, more content, more reach. You can upload those to YouTube. This is what I'm doing here, right? So this audio is going to be on YouTube by dint of moving the Anchor, you know, audio into Headliner and then exporting that into a video and then uploading that to YouTube, right? Now, you don't have to do all of that if you don't want. And the truth is, often what I will do for something like this is I will make the recordings like module specific. So each 10 of the 10 questions would have one 7 to 10 minute recording where I'm talking about the answer to that question from my own expertise or experience. And then I'll break it down into like 10 modules. So you don't have like one, you know, just giant, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 minute audio. You have a course which is modulized, right? Or modular, or whatever the right word is here. You have, you know, lessons and paths and steps that are all individualized, right? So it's not one lump sum. And this works really well with the video, you know, the Headliner app, because you can take one segment that's 7 minutes and then turn that into a video and then put that on YouTube and use that as a way of generating traffic back to your course, back to your product, back to your, you know, the sales page or the buy page for what it is that you're building here. All right. Okay, so where were we? All right, so that brings us to the idea of setting up a storefront. Well, there are lots of ways to do this, and this is a little bit contingent upon your expertise and how expert you want to be at this as you go forward. But what I recommend is using something like Podia that is fee-based, right? We use that. If you look at partners.mindfulmarketplace.com, you will see our Podia based storefront, right? But we use that for affiliates, for email marketing, for memberships, for landing pages. So there's a lot that you can do with that, and it makes it really, really, really worthwhile. But if you don't have any money to spend on this, well, then don't do that. You can use Gumroad. Gumroad is free. Gumroad takes a fee, right? So that's where they make their money. A model like Podia actually gives you, you know, they don't take any fee and they charge you for the platform. But Gumroad is also great. I know lots of people who use it with tons of success. Also allows you to do email marketing, email drip sequences, affiliates, all that great stuff. And it's 100% free. So, you know, we also use a third service called Pathrite, which is much more expensive and much more for educational-based, like enterprise-based schools. And that's where we're focused with our courses. But, you know, pick what's right for you. And for most of you, I would imagine that Gumroad, being that it's free, will give you a really, a great way to do all this without any cost. You can also do this on something like WooCommerce or Squarespace. Squarespace has a little cost. WordPress is generally free, although you have hosting. WooCommerce is free, et cetera, et cetera. To simplify this, I recommend using a platform like either Gumroad or Podia. Okay, so the next step, which I have here, is 9, which probably not 9, it's probably like 10 at this point, but you want to create your first course, and you're going to do this with a title that has this sort of sheen to it, or this sort of tone. 10 questions every X ought to ask before, you know, doing, launching, starting Y, and the honest answers you need to succeed as a Z, right? So, you know, the 10 questions every meditator ought to ask before starting a mindfulness practice, and the honest answers you need to be, to get results from your meditation practice. I'm obviously just making this up on the fly. It would be much better, you know, if I was writing it out, thinking it out, as you should, obviously, before you do this. But, you know, for entrepreneurial stuff, certainly the 10 questions every content marketer ought to ask before launching their first course, and the honest answers you need to succeed as an online entrepreneur, would be something that would be a little bit more appropriate to what I'm recording here, right? All right, so now you have your course set up. Let's say you use something like Gumroad. You have the module set up, which we just described, audio answers from the exact questions from, you know, the answer to the public results from the keyword that you inputted, and now you have the transcribed text. And what I recommend doing here is not using the transcribed text from Transcribely, but actually importing that into a tool that will give you a great looking PDF. A free one is Readsy, Reedsy, I believe it's spelled. And that's great for, publishing books on Amazon, formatting, .mobi, .epub files, but it's also great for PDFs, right? So if you want to actually have this in multiple formats, which is great because more formats confers more perceived value to your audience. Now you have this, now you have 3 different file formats in addition to the audios and the videos, all of which, by the way, I could be doing in, you know, one lazy, hazy afternoon, right? And this is easy, easy stuff, right? So if you use something like Readsy, you have all those files ready. If you use something like Canva, which is great for this as well, it's free. You can have these great looking PDFs that are, you know, illustrated and do all these kind of cool, creative, you know, visually, you know, pleasing things, right? And give your transcribed text that sort of, kind of style. I recommend simplifying as much as possible for speed. So, you know, something like Readsy or any other program which exports into PDF and does it beautifully is recommended. All right. Now, one of the things that as we're speaking about Canva, is I will create Canva images for each of the 10 questions, right? So question number 1, what is mindfulness in our example? And I would make a pick. I would create a great looking image on Canva, again, which is free. It's a design tool, which is free and awesome. And I would post each one of those 10 pictures for each module on Pinterest, right? Pinterest is a phenomenal and really overlooked source of traffic for marketers, right? Lots of, you know, people think of Pinterest as this great place to find design ideas or hairstyles or recipes or clothing, you know, styles or whatever. It's really great for generating traffic, and it's great for getting free sales, subscribers, clients. There's a whole process map to this, but it's a great way for free and with a lot of speed and a lot of fun driving traffic to a page like the one that you're creating in, you know, and targeting people who already, you know, are interested in a topic that you are, you know, you're creating content for, you're selling products for, you're creating courses in, right? So, I mean, Pinterest, you know, people, you know, curate their own, you know, their own areas of interest. And, you know, if you tag things and all that good stuff, I'm not going to go far into Pinterest here, but it's just a great way of, you know, getting people, getting your content in front of people's feeds, their Pinterest boards, and, you know, and getting saves and getting lots of viral traffic to, for free, to whatever it is that you're selling. Now, I will also give you a little, you know, pro tip. Let's call this, you know, one of the best ways of selling any of this stuff is using Facebook ads, right? But one of the real problems that people have with Facebook ads is, like, if you, like, Facebook ads are challenging if you don't have any data to give Facebook, right? So Facebook wants you to use what they call custom audiences. And that's really where Facebook shines for advertisers. And that's essentially where you're telling Facebook, you know, these are the kinds of people that I want to run my ads. I want them to see my ads. I want these sorts of people to see my ads. And the best sorts of people are the people who've already interacted with you and your business and your brand and your website, etc. So if you're just starting, it's like a chicken and the egg conundrum. You don't really have any, you can't tell anyone, you can't tell Facebook, target these people, like people who've looked at my website, people who've looked at my product, people who've bought a product. If you don't have any, you know, if you don't have any, if you don't have any information or data, you know, to offer, then you're kind of stuck. And I see most people just drop the ball at this point. So what you do here is you use Pinterest to drive all this free traffic at whatever it is that you are promoting on your Gumroad store, the, let's say the product you just created. And now all of a sudden, as long as your pixels are all set up, and this is very easy to do, Facebook is tracking all this, right? So now you have 100, 200, 500, 800, 2,000 people who've looked at this page by dint of interest in mindfulness or whatever the topic is that you're doing. And now you can tell Facebook, now I want to target the people who've interacted with my Gumroad store or my Podia storefront or my website. And it becomes very easy to amp up conversions in a whole bevy of beautiful ways, right? There are then lookalike audiences where you can create people who look like the people that just landed on your website. They really didn't, but they just resemble those people from Facebook's perspective. And then you start to really mine the incredible amount, the incredible engine of demographic and psychographic information or data that Facebook is collecting on all of us, you know, maybe to our detriment as human beings, but certainly from the marketing perspective, it is a real gift for those of us who are in the entrepreneurial arena. Okay, so you know, the next step, which is step 14 on my list here, essentially you want to just set up an email automation sequence, right? A workflow. And essentially on purchase, so when someone purchases your course, and this could be a free course, what you, you know, so it could be just a 0 point transaction, but you want to then ask those people for more questions. And essentially it would be like, hey, Ian, thanks so much for purchasing, you know, how to do 10 questions about mindfulness or mindfulness made easy, 10 questions you, they don't want you to know about, you know, learning to meditate. What are your questions about meditation, Ian? Do you have any? If you do, I'd love to help you. You know, simply respond to this email with your top question, your number one challenge, your the biggest obstacle, and I will include it in the next course I'm now creating. All right, so now you are actually repurposing your audience in a way that allows them to give you more content, to give you more ideas. They're going to give you your next course, and again, telling you exactly the things that they want to learn from you, right? Really, really easy to do. It's a great way of engaging with your audience, introducing yourselves. Lots of people will respond with something about themselves. They'll ask you a question that's a little less formal, and you, it's a great way of building rapport relationships with your subscribers and your community. All right, and there's no worse mistake that any of us can make than to ignore that. I mean, you know, I generally, for years and years and years, would respond to every single person who would email me about anything. Often, you know, emails that would go on for days, right? I mean, people would just continue to like ask me questions and I would continue to answer them, right? Today, I got to admit, you know, especially in the last like 3 or 4 months, obviously it's been a really, you know, hazy, lazy, weird, wild, wacky time in the world, right? As I'm recording this, you know, everyone knows what's going on in the world in just a myriad of messy ways since, you know, at least in my part of the world, since March or so, you know, but, you know, clearly, you know, it's been an unusual time just interacting in the world. And I've been a little bit lax with responding to, you know, many people who've just sent me just random emails out of the blue. But it the biggest mistake you can make, and this is what I wanted to say, is don't ignore, you know, people who send you emails, right? A lot of marketers that I encounter, they're like, oh yeah, I'm getting a lot of emails, but I don't really have the time to respond. They're like tire kickers, or they're not people who are, and it's like, no, be nice, be helpful, be gracious, be appreciative, be generous, right? These are all the really quintessential qualities that any service-based entrepreneur ought to understand intuitively anyway, but lots of people need a kick in the rear end to understand that, you know, the more generous you are with people, the more kind, compassionate connection, you know, that you cultivate with your community, the more people are going to be willing to evangelize for you, and the more they're going to respect and admire and appreciate you, and the more help that you're actually going to be able to impact in the world. And for me, you know, all this is only relevant. All this work for me is only meaningful. And, you know, it only matters if I'm helping people in some area that I have the ability to help, right? So, you know, be nice and always respond. But of course, the second order benefit of that is you're going to get all of your content is going to write itself, right? People are going to ask you questions. They're going to tell you the exact challenges, the exact obstacles, the exact things they will buy from you if you create them next. Okay. And lastly, on email number 2, you know, after that first email, that's workflow number 1 or automated email number 1, if you're selling something, right, ask people to become affiliates for you, right? So incentivize them to help you get the message out in the places and spaces you couldn't reach on your own, right? So you just say to someone, hey, Ian, that my next course is coming out on June 15th. And I'd like to offer you the opportunity to help to earn some money while sharing this content, this course, this community, with your friends, with your family, with your followers, et cetera, with your professional peers. And if you're creating great content, a small but significant percentage of people will want to do that, right? Not purely from altruistic reasons or for altruistic reasons, but because they also want to make money, right? And it when you incentivize people with the right, you know, in the right ways, you will just grow in just crazy, you know, you will just blow your mind how quickly you will start making sales that are coming from unexpected, you know, again, places and spaces, right? If you have affiliates who are ethically promoting your content, your courses, your community, your site, your services, etc., and you're incentivizing them properly, you're going to make sales in just ways that will, you know, blow you away, right? And that is the real magic of all this. And it doesn't require any gurus or gimmicks or gadgets or goofiness or any of the specious silliness and, you know, bullshit sales strategies and all the just the nonsense that is, you know, ubiquitous in this space. Okay, so under 30 minutes, that really is. And then, of course, you rinse and repeat all of this. More content, more answer the public queries. You do one of these a day. It'll be free forever, right? It's free. You can do one of these a day for free. I mean, if you pay, you can do as many as you want, as often as you want. But, you know, on their free plan, you can just do one of these a day for whatever, for all of the different things that you are going to be covering in that content cornerstone. And that content cornerstone, again, is just the umbrella document. It is the overarching data dump of all your niche knowledge that grows and flows with you as your, you know, understanding of your expertise and industry expands, right? So, you know, for me, I have this document that's this master document for my business that is just never going to end, because I'm going to continue to learn. And I'm going to continue to accrue new skills and areas of understanding. And I'm going to continue to create content around those when that is, when that area of understanding is mature enough that I can really impact someone else's life by dint of sharing it with them. Okie doke. I hope this has been helpful. Again, we have this new course community coming. If you're interested in really just transforming your brand and becoming a true online entrepreneur in the purest way, this is the purest way, selling products, sharing your gifts, doing what you love. If you truly are interested in doing that and want to join us, this is going to be a really, really exciting adventure. Lots of cool things we're going to be demonstrating live as I grow our own community using this exact system, right? This exact step-by-step, you know, outline that I just kind of shared with you. I'm going to be doing a shitload of this in public, right? Doing this for folks who are part of our community and want to see how a real business is built using this approach. So if you're interested in joining us, I recommend you sign up below. Again, there is a cost for the course, but we will not turn anyone away who can't afford it. If you can't afford it, just, you know, there'll be an email that you can send, a note, and we will, without any questions asked, give you free access to the course, to the community, to the content, and, and be happy to have you join us. Okie doke. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon. The quintessential content marketing map for coaches, consultants, teachers, trainers, authors, artists, and enlightened entrepreneurs. This is Ian from mindfulmarketplace.com, and we have a brand new community cohort and membership program starting on the 15th of June that will quite literally show you exactly how to create copious amounts of content that converts like crazy into courses and classes and products and programs, and of course, ultimately, clients for your community. So many of you have seen some of the various videos and PDFs and workflows and walkthroughs that I've done on creating products and creating content that really is the quintessential monetization strategy for an online business, right? So there are many different challenges in making money in this field, right? I mean, there's tons and tons of things that can get in our way if we allow ourselves to be distracted. But the most, the most impactful thing that I've done has been creating content that people have learned from, have enjoyed, have benefited from in some measurable way that they can actually try and apply in their own lives and see progress. And there are so many easy ways now to actually monetize this sort of content and create this sort of content in just it's so easy now compared to how it was when I first started doing this, 10 or 12 or even longer years ago. I mean, this recording I'm making right now, I'm using my iPhone, right? I mean, I'm just standing in my living room recording this, and I'm going to turn this into a video, and I'm going to turn this into a teaser video, and it's going to be part of a podcast. And I can actually ask those of you who are listening to this whether you have questions. You can call in to a number and leave those questions that I can then answer in another audio that I can transcribe into a product. And I mean, mean, there are so many easy ways now with online learning management systems freely available. Something like Gumroad, you can launch for free. You can start for free. Something like Podia, which we use for our partners, mindfulmarketplace.com community, is under $100 a month with an affiliate program, email marketing, memberships, landing pages. I mean, all of this was a pain in the ass a decade ago, right? You had to pay for scripts and plugins and, you know, and just, you had to hack this stuff together on your own. And it's now so easy to, with a pen and paper, literally an outline and some real industry expertise or personal passion or niche knowledge, to transform what it is that you love. You know, our motto is teach what you know, do what you love, wake up the world with your work, right? And I think that is, it's not just a hyperbolic or, you know, catchy sort of thing that we're trying to convey. It is that if you have a passion for something and you have the right tools at your disposal and you have an authentic interest, I actually have three dogs that are about to start barking. No, they're not. If you have an authentic interest in what it is that you want to share with the world, you can, you don't have to wait a year or 6 years or 4 years or 8 months to start selling products, programs, classes, courses, coaching, consulting around what you want to, you know, how you want to impact the world. We all know right now is an incredibly transformative time in the universe. From everything that's going on in the world, there has never been a better time to have your voice elevated in the service of something you care about, you're passionate about, and that you truly want to, you know, bring out into the world. So this new membership and course community is going to be live on the 15th of June. It is going to have several different components that differentiate what we're offering from all of the various analogs that are, you know, ubiquitous in the online marketing space. I don't have to open Facebook for 9 seconds to see six different ads that Facebook is foisting in my face from some, you know, glamorous looking, you know, helicopter riding, you know, goofy looking guru guy with, you know, some just insanely, you know, offensive marketing message, right? This is going to be very different than that. We are talking about really simplifying the process of doing work that you love in a way that anyone that is paying attention to this process can emulate easily. So essentially, the differentiation that we're bringing to this, and a lot of this is me personally, is one, I'm going to get on the phone with those of you who participate in this and create your master outline. We call that a content cornerstone. I've been using that idea for a decade already, and it is essentially a master outline of all of your niche knowledge, a data dump of all of your industry expertise, everything that you know, and it can continue to grow and flow with you as you learn more. So it is this master document that we are then going to use to show you how quickly and easily you can create many, many really valuable products and services and courses and coaching offers from that master document that captures the essence of all of your expertise. We're going to convert that master outline and just a piece of it into 4 products that you will have for sale in 30 days. So by July 15th, we will feature those products on our Mindful Marketplace enterprise level LMS. So you will have courses for sale on our community that you will get 100% of the proceeds from, you know, conversions. Now, it can be a free course, it can be a fee-based course, whatever you want it to be, it matters not. It will be for sale to our audience at the same time. You will get a premium keyword research report for your niche industry or area of expertise from Answer the Public. That's the keyword tool that we use, and you'll get that for free. It costs $99 a month, but you're going to get your content cornerstone process articulated by you and represented by the keyword questions that are most aligned with your first four products. And again, if that doesn't make sense, as it might not to many of you, we'll cover more of that in the trainings to follow. All right, we'll also help you set up your own online store or digital storefront or course community, because you don't want to be selling all your stuff with us, right? You want to have your own, you know, branded platform where you sell your own stuff. Borrowing our audience is obviously a really good way of getting some initial movement and momentum, and that's really important. But you want simultaneously to have your own stuff as well, and we'll help you set that up really quickly, really concisely, in the most optimized way for your brand, business, and objectives. All right. And, you know, that is an example. That would be using something like Podia, or maybe something like Gumroad or WooCommerce or Shopify or something else. I certainly recommend something like either a Podia or a Gumroad because of the email marketing and the affiliate program built into that, and, you know, all the membership and all the other benefits that that sort of approach brings. But I know some people still like WordPress and those sorts of plugins, or plugins that you can use within WordPress like WooCommerce. So I'm happy to help advise and set you up there as well. And, you know, the other thing that we're going to be doing that we've just talked to a couple people about today that they told us they wanted were things like interviews and, you know, like interviewing you on our platform, our Facebook page, email audience about you and your product and your courses and your, and, you know, all that good stuff. So giving you the sort of, you know, buzz building for your brand, for your business, for your product launches that will help you succeed. All right. So the cost for this is going to be $499. To me, that is an exceptionally really good deal relative to what else is out there and the amount of work that we're going to be putting in this initial cohort to work with people individually. However, if a decision that I made a couple weeks ago that I actually announced on my own email list is no longer will cost be a barrier to anybody who wants to participate in our platform. So if you can't afford that, then you can either A, pay what you can afford, and this will be a non-judgment zone, so you pay whatever is affordable to you, or B, if that's too much even, if you can't afford anything, then you can join us for free. So cost will not be a objection, or it will not be a barrier or an obstacle to anyone who wants to learn this material, as I really truly believe that the more people who are empowered in this way, the more authentic entrepreneurial energy will be back out in the world, right? And there's so much nonsense, so much silliness, so much goofiness, so many gimmicks. It is almost offensive to me. It actually is offensive, but, you know, I can't control that, but I can control my own impact and my own contribution to my own community. And if you're listening to this or watching this, at least you have some familiarity with our community and our work. So I consider you part of us. Okie doke. There will be a link below if you're interested in joining us. I'll have a couple more, recordings about what we're doing in the days that precede the 15th of June. But, you know, if you are interested, I would recommend that you jump in now rather than later, as there will be a limit, obviously, to the amount of people that we can work with directly in a 30-day period. And of course, again, if you want to join us and there is a financial concern, just send an email, to hi@mindfulmarketplace.com. And just, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, you and your whatever challenges you may have. And if you have no money to pay for this, it's fine. You don't have to explain anything. Just say, put free in the subject line and we will take care of you. Okie doke. I thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful night. Gumroad or WooCommerce? Yeah, hey everybody, this is Ian from MindfulMarketplace.com and welcome back to our brand new series called Serve and Scale, where we look at what can you borrow to build, what can you leverage to launch, what tools, tech, software, and services are out there to exponentiate your impact, your audience, your output, and your income. So in this short audio, we are going to look at the difference between Gumroad or something like Gumroad and WooCommerce. And many folks who are setting up their first online store or e-commerce presence for their blog, their brand, their courses, content, products, programs, whatever it is that you're selling, are trying to pick the appropriate digital delivery system for your content. So what I would recommend is something like Gumroad, which you can start for free versus something like WooCommerce, which is always free. And Gumroad has a tier-based fee system, which is quite affordable. It starts, I think, at $10 a month once you get into the paid tiers. And the reason is this. So the automation and email functionality that is built into something like Gumroad or something like Podia, which we use for our Mindful Marketplace community, you can see that at partners.mindfulmarketplace.com, is critical to really expanding your brand and growing your business. Now, what that means essentially is when someone buys something on your, let's say, Gumroad store, even a free download, they are immediately entered into an automation email sequence that you can follow up with, you know, various triggers that allow you to build a real relationship with your readers and your subscribers and ultimately turn your subscribers into sales, your content into a community, and your community into clients, right? And WooCommerce, while certainly you can do that, it requires extra plugins and you need MailChimp or some other email service provider or newsletter provider. And it's just not as easy. It requires more steps and more maintenance, especially if you are just starting out. So if you are looking at creating short courses, products, digital downloads, worksheets, tutorials, webinars, whatever it is, and you're looking to monetize those, Gumroad in particular is my top recommendation for those of you who are starting on a bootstrap budget. You can instantly create a free product today, even, and start building your list today, right? So you can just give something away, and people can take that thing that you're giving away, and immediately you can begin following up with those folks, selling them or offering them or, you know, providing the opportunity to connect with you in a more immersive or intimate way. And again, WooCommerce is great, but it doesn't really allow you to do that quite as easily without some, you know, expertise with plugins and playing around with different settings and, you know, creating integrations that, make this work in a more complicated way. All right, so that is my recommendation. Start with something like Gumroad, and then if you find that you're really growing your audience and building your brand and coming up with a variety of different types of products to offer, then it's a good idea to look at a more sophisticated tool like Podia, which has a little bit higher fee. Podia charges, I think we pay $79 a month for Podia. It's well worth it. and they charge no transaction fees. Gumroad does do that, and that's why I recommend as you grow, you move to something like Podia instead, because in the long run, it'll save you money. Okie doke, if you have any questions, as always, feel free to email me, hi@mindfulmarketplace.com. My name is Ian, and I'm happy to help if you want to leave comments in the community area below. Whether you're watching this on YouTube or in our community, I'm always happy to help. Thanks so much and have a wonderful day. What does mindfulness mean to you? What does the world look like when you sneak a peek through someone else's eyes? How does our experience change when we truly try to look out into the world through the eyes of another? I've often tried this practice in my own life, walking around and about in the world, trying to actually visualize what it is that someone else sees in the same places and spaces we share together, if but only for a moment. For me, it helps break the monotony of my own inner experience, which is usually just a meandering and mindless recapitulation of the same selfish concerns, worries, fears, phobias, anxieties, and the endless stories I tell myself about myself and the others who appear in the movie of my life. But when I'm mindful, when I do this practice with persistence and intention and attention, seeing the world, if only for a moment, through someone else's eyes, to me, is the most transformative form of mindfulness there is. And right now, probably the most important. This same awareness is present in all of us, denuded of the specific circumstances and situations, the habit patterns of mind, and the particular personalities. Underneath all that, I believe we're fundamentally the same. The same awareness is within all of us, and it wants to be happy, to be healthy, to be fearless, and to be free. I can only speak for myself, of course, but an attitude of curiosity is the quality you truly want to cultivate to live a more mindful, kindful, and compassionate life. When I can't find compassion in my arsenal of available attitudes to extend to another, when I'm being the best version of me, which unfortunately is not too often, curiosity is always my go-to move. And compassion, curiosity's close cousin, is always only a short walk away. We are asking our community this month what mindfulness means to you, what it means to be awake, aware, and living in a space of service and growth. If you have any thoughts on what mindfulness means in your life, how it lands in your life, and how it serves you and your practice and your connection in times of crisis, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at hi@mindfulmarketplace.com. You can visit us on Facebook, facebook.com, The Mindful Market, or even give me a call directly. My number is 302-547-0578. Alone, we can change a neighborhood. Together, we can change the world. How to write a book that changes the world. 21 new rules for writing a book that changes the world and changes your life. Number one, your book is a bridge. Your book's job is to introduce an idea that invites or inspires an experience. Your sole responsibility in your book is to make people think differently about a problem. You need a transformational trigger. This is a eureka, insight, idea, epiphany, anything that causes your reader to stand up and say, I want to know more. You need a transformational turnstile, which is the rock star result, the end experience that you offer your audience when they're done reading your book and can interact with you in real life. You need to answer these five questions. Who are you writing the book for? What will they get from the book? All right, Ian, come back to this. This is the book in the box stuff. Your bestseller is your third book. You don't need to write a best-selling book now. What you need is to focus on the metrics that matter, which is getting your message out to the masses. And as a matter of fact, the truth is, don't think about how many books you're going to sell. Think about how much you'd pay to get your book into the hands of your ideal audience. This is a critical rethinking of the whole process behind writing the book. You want to understand the math and the marketing rather than the silly metrics that don't matter. If you truly want to change the world with your work, obviously you need people who are going to be interested in transforming through an experience with you, not your words. People are transformed by experiences, not by books. Play silly games, win silly prizes. If your goal is merely to continue to talk about your bestseller, which you know is not selling any books, it's not going to get you anywhere. We offer products, services for mindful marketers, enlightened entrepreneurs, people who are the next generation of mindful leaders, people building brands, businesses, and communities in the enlightened entrepreneurial spaces, mental health, spiritual growth, authors, etc. We do that by offering very specific solutions to common problems that many mindful-oriented marketers face. What kind of problems do they face? Being really, really good at the things that they love, but not understanding the tools and the tech and the services and the solutions that are available to really help them exponentially enhance their brands. So the product platform that solves a very specific problem with our secret sauce. We're always, always offering secret sauce solutions. Find those and offer them.